Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es Gesubbes, Perik Aleph Mishnah Tess, Heusem Iuberes. This woman is expecting a baby, but we don't know who the father is. Yamula, she was asked by Bezin, Mat Tiva Shalubrazer, who's this baby? Who's the father? You see, a person that by being with him, your child can't marry a Kayan? Now remember, this is a much more serious case. In the previous case, she was alone with him. Here we know for sure that she lived with him. So let's say he was a chalo, a man who was born through an Isser Kahuna marriage. In other words, let's say his father, who was a Kayan, was married to a Grusha, married to a divorced lady. Or it could be, like we said in the previous mission, he was a Mamzer or a Nasan. Not just a Shail of Kahuna, but for anyone. Either way, the mother would not be able to marry a Kayan, and the child would have problems before he gets married. Who can he marry? We don't know anything. Is this child puzzled to a Kayan, but kosher to Yisrael? Would he be puzzled to a regular Yisrael? It's the unknown. But she says, no, don't worry about it. May ish ploini, the father is so-and-so. The Kayan who? So here too, Rabban Gamliel, Rabbi Eliezer, Oimrim, Rabban Gamliel, Rabbi Eliezer, saying, nemen as she is believed. And Memela, both the woman and her child could even marry a Kayan. Rabbi Shua says once again, Lemipia anu chayin. We don't live by her word. In other words, we don't believe her. Elarezu becheskes miuberes lenosin ulamamzer. Rather, we have to assume the worst. That the father may be a nosin or a mamzer, or another person that's possible like that. And until she can prove that he's a miyuchistic person, she's asked to marry a kayin, and so would be her child. Achetavi raile devrea. So she brings a riot that the person was taka miyuchas, like a person. Now, what if the child grows up and says, wait a second, according to Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer, we believe my mother who the father is. Well, now, this father died, I get his fields, I should yashin him. Sakta batinu, no, we don't believe him in regard to Yerusha, just in regard to Yichus. Now, the batinu says that the halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel in all of the cases of the Mishnah. But lechat chila, she shouldn't get married to a Kayan. Not the one that was alone with a man that we don't know who it is. Not this woman that was miyuberes from someone that we don't know who it is. Unless, says the Batanura, roiv people in the city were miyuchasim, had good yichus, and she went off with a person from this city, and she was together with him. So there's a rule called the parish meruba parish. If you leave the city where most people are kosher, mistam, it came from the most. Then, says the Batanura, she would be able to get married lechatchila to a Kayan, either her or her daughter. By the way, do you remember how many times did we have this machlokes where Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer say she's believed and Rabbi Yeshua says, lo mipi anu chayin? It was in Mishnah Vav, where he says, you were together with another man. She says, somebody forced her after you were Mekadesh me. But when you were Mekadesh me, I was a psula. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Eliezer says she's believed. Rabbi Yeshua says loy mi pi anu chayin. She says mukatz etzani. He says no, you were together with another man. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Eliezer says she's believed. Rabbi Yeshua says loy mi pi anu chayin. They see her talking to someone in the marketplace, from the marketplace, whatever it means. However, we touch the words. There are different shatim here, but she was alone with this person. She says she knows who it is. And he's a miyuchas, he's fine. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Eliezer say, we believe her. Rabbi Yeshua says, let me pee on Uchayin. And we had this last case where she's miyuberes. And we ask her, who's the father? She says, a miyuchas, a good person. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Eliezer say, she's believed. Rabbi Yeshua says, let me pee on Uchayin.